USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Despite no crowds being allowed tonight in Times Square, the show must go on, and the ball at midnight will drop. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying he's looking forward to ringing in the new year.
Don't believe any doubting Thomases that say because there's not going to be a million people or more in Times Square that it's not going to be special. It's going to be actually arguably the most special, the most poignant, the most moving New Year's Eve.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis says officials are still investigating what could be the state's second case of a new coronavirus strain. The Democratic governor praising researchers in Colorado for being the first to detect the new strain.
It doesn't mean it's not already in many states, if not most states, it probably is. What they saw in the United Kingdom is it quickly overtook other variants because their data shows that it spreads faster.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he would object to the electoral count on January 6th to allow debate on how the election was run. Hawley saying at the very least Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections. He also reminds everyone on Fox News.
I don't recall hearing the Democrats make any such outrageous claims when they were the ones who were objecting during the Electoral College certification in 2004 and 2016. Democrats have done this for years in order to raise concerns about election integrity. Now when Republicans, 74 million Americans, have concerns about election integrity, we're supposed to just sit down and shut up?
A Wisconsin hospital worker has been fired for intentionally removing COVID-19 vaccines from a refrigerator, forcing the hospital to throw out more than 500 doses. The hospital saying at first they thought it was human error, but the woman admitted she did it on purpose. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic has hit a lot of businesses hard, but arguably no one harder than owners of small businesses. Robert Hershevek of Shark Tank fame shares three things that business owners need to do during the pandemic.
Cash, customers, employees. The first one is you got to make sure you have enough cash to survive. I know the stimulus bill is coming. I know there's more protection for small businesses, but you can't depend on anyone except yourself. And you've got to make sure you have enough cash in order to be able to survive. The second one is there may not be any new customers for a while. You know, people aren't going out as much. They're certainly shopping online. If you have an online presence, that's great. But mind your existing customers. A lot of our businesses that are doing well are going back to their existing customers. And then really the last one is employees. You're going to get through this. If you've survived up until now, you're probably going to make your way through this. And you're going to need your team to be motivated, to be happy, to be successful.
Hershevek making those comments on Fox News. The college bowl season continues on Wednesday, highlighted by Florida taking on Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.